Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go out to the phone right now, out to the hotline, and talk to Pitt men's basketball coach Jeff Capel right here on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are great. Thank you much. If you're traveling in the city, be careful. Roads are just all a mess everywhere. So public service announcement to you. Let's go over the past couple games. Well, actually, let's go over the Wake game, the Miami game, and the Louisville game. Have you found a common theme at all, maybe under 8 minutes or under 10 minutes, and said, we need to apply this and do this, this, and this better?
Well, I think overall, the thing we have to have in our program in order to become good and then to become consistent is that we have to have discipline. I think that's a thing that's lacking, and that's where we have to grow and take a giant step. We have to have the discipline to block out, to make the extra pass, to cut hard, to get one stop. I mean, all of those things. You know, I think all three games that you just mentioned were all winnable games. I think, but for whatever, against Wake, we're up 22-6. And we have an opportunity, although it was early, but to really, kind of put our foot on their neck. And we don't. And just something very simple, we don't switch. Well, we always switch. A dribble handoff, and Sean B. Brown is able to get a wide open mid-range shot, and it goes in. He gets confidence, and he hits two threes right after that. Against Miami, the way we started each half, we dig ourselves such a huge hole, and then we are able to fight back. In the first half, we tied it. In the second half, we got it to four. But we expended so much energy that we didn't have the discipline at the end, to run our stuff, to defend, and things like that. And then against Louisville, we're up seven with 2.5 minutes left. In the defensive possession, we get a block shot, but we don't continue to play. We just stop. And I thought that was the biggest play. The game should have, in my opinion, should have never gone to overtime. No, granted, they made some plays. But, so I think it's discipline. I think that's the word that we have to really, really embrace, understand, and then apply it to everything in our program.
How do you identify what's at the heart of that lack of discipline, Jeff, and how do you combat it?
Yeah, I think it's just bad habits. I think, I think our guys want to win. Absolutely. I just think that, sometimes they want to do it their way, and their way is not good enough. And, we have to be a team that listens better, that understands the little things. The little things are huge. And it's something as simple. And when I say discipline, it's not just with us, with basketball. It's in your life, discipline in your life, like being on time. You're supposed to be somewhere at a certain time, you're there. You show up the lift on time. You're in class on time, because all those things matter. It really does. And, I think young people, for 18 years, 19, 20 years, they've been used to doing things a certain way. And so just like you guys, you guys are adults like me. A habit is really hard to change, and that's why what we're trying to do is to change habits and create good habits and create these, things where they understand, and then it just becomes a way of life. It becomes a way, this is just what we do,
Jeff,
all the time, and that's what we're trying to create.
Jeff Capel joining us here, Fan Morning Show, Pitt men's basketball coach. Okay, we were having this discussion a little bit just a few minutes ago. Johnson and McGowan's have played, I don't know, 40 college basketball games. Are they young anymore, or are we past that?
You know, they still are. As much as I want them, you know, to be older, they still are. You know, and that's the thing that I have to remind myself at times, that we still have a very young team. You know, we do have some guys that have experience, but it's not the winning experience. I mean, that's the bottom line. We have to learn how to do that. And, you know, one of the things that's frustrating for me, and I'm telling you, so I told my team yesterday, is that we can show within a game. Like, we can do it within a game, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we don't have to do that anymore. And, you know, we have to learn how to do that for over 40 minutes. And so, you know, those two guys, I mean, look, they're our two best players, and we need those guys to, you know, to be more mature quicker. And it's something that we're desperately trying to teach them to do.
You're always brutally honest with us, Jeff, so I'll just ask you straight out. Are you worried about a letdown with UNC looking to come back and get, maybe get a little ounce of revenge after the way things went last week?
Yeah, I am, you know, to be completely honest. Look, I think one of the best things for North Carolina is to get out of Chapel Hill. You know, as a player, look, that program, North Carolina, in our league, North Carolina and Duke are different. I mean, it just is. They are. And, you know, my sophomore year at Duke, we lost. We played for the national championship when I was a freshman. And then my sophomore year, right after the first conference game in January, Coach K went out and was out for the rest of the year. We were 2-14 in the conference. We were 13-18 overall. And when you're at a program like Duke in North Carolina, it becomes very heavy and already. And if you're losing, the weight on your shoulders just increases because you feel like you're letting the program down, the fan base, the former players, everything. And I think one of the best things for them, you know, they've been at home the last three games. This is their first time away. They haven't played since Saturday, and so I think being away is good because those kids can walk around. You know, they don't have to have their head down. That's what happens there. And, you know, for us, we're a program right now because, you know, we're not very mature. We have a hard time handling what they think success is. I'll give you an example. We beat North Carolina. We played probably the best half that we've played since I've been here, the second half. We scored 45 points. And it's not just that, just what we did defensively. We were connected, all of those things. And then we come out against Miami, and we're not ready. And we're down 16-0. And, like, that's what I mean. And so for us, like, we've beaten North Carolina. We've done that. It was 10 days ago. Now we play them again. And so, yeah, I do worry about it. You know, I've given you a long version of it, but I do worry about it. You know, how are we going to show up? And that's where we have to take a giant leap and be more mature as a program.
Jeff, your insight and your honesty is always appreciated more than you ever know. Go get them tomorrow at the Pete, noon. Carolina comes to town. Pitt men's basketball coach Jeff Capels. Thanks again, Jeff.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. All
Thanks, right. Jeff. See you.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that, and again, not to keep drawing comparisons, but that's a great way to be highly critical of people who are underachieving in his eyes right now, and it's a lot different than what the previous coach did, who just would have blistered and called out names and made it uncomfortable. And that's what happened on these airwaves before.
Uncomfortable is a good way to put it.
What an interesting... Man, that was very interesting the way he – I think he got his message across.
Yes.
I don't think he's very happy with a lot of things going on with that team right now.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.